Welcome back, everybody, to another deep dive. You guys sent in some really cool research about lifelong learning. It's called Developing Lifelong Learning Habits: Strategies for Effective Adult Education and Cognitive Health.
Yeah, it really digs deep into how we learn as we get older.
Yeah, and how it's different from like when we were kids in school.
Right, totally. Like back then, we were just kind of soaking it all up. But now it's like we're trying to actually use what we learn.
Yeah, exactly. Like in our jobs or, you know, just for our own growth.
Exactly.
It's like a whole different ballgame.
It is. Adults are way more goal-oriented. They want to see why it matters. You know?
Totally. Yeah. Like, why am I spending time on this? What's in it for me?
Exactly. And that actually makes a big difference in how we learn best.
Okay. Interesting. So does that mean our brains like get worse at learning as we age? Like, can we even keep up?
Not at all.
Yeah.
I mean, yeah, some things might change a bit as we get older, but research shows that adults are actually amazing at reflective learning. We can connect new stuff to what we already know. In a way that kids just can't.
So it's not just about memorizing. It's about actually making it part of our like mental framework.
Exactly. It's called constructive learning. Yeah. You're not just memorizing facts. Mm-hmm. You're weaving them into your existing understanding.
I like that.
Yeah.
It's like building a mental tapestry.
That's a great way to put it.
Yeah.
And honestly, that ability to reflect and connect, that's what makes adult learning so valuable.
So it's not just about like staying sharp. There are actually like real benefits.
Oh, tons. It definitely helps you stay on top of things in your career, but it goes so much deeper than that.
Okay.
Research shows it actually helps us build something called cognitive resilience. Which means,
what is that?
It can actually delay some of those age-related cognitive changes that everyone worries about.
Wait, so learning new things can actually protect our brains?
It's like a workout for your brain.
Yeah.
You know, it strengthens those connections and makes you more mentally flexible. And it's not just the brain stuff either. It even has emotional benefits.
Really? Like what?
Yeah. Like, people who keep learning tend to be more satisfied with their lives.
Mm.
And they're even better at handling stress and tough situations.
So learning really is an investment in, like, our overall well-being.
It totally is.
Yeah.
But let's be real. Finding the motivation to learn as an adult can be tough.
It is. It's like, after a long day, who wants to crack open a textbook?
I know, right?
Yeah.
But understanding what motivates us can really help.
Okay, so break it down for me. Like, what keeps us going?
So there are two main types of motivation, intrinsic and extrinsic.
Yeah.
Intrinsic motivation comes from inside. It's the joy of learning itself, the satisfaction of getting better at something.
Ooh, yeah, those aha moments.
Yeah.
The best.
Right. Then there's extrinsic motivation, which is more about external rewards.
Okay.
Like getting a promotion at work or even just impressing somebody.
Ah.
Both types are important, but for lifelong learning, intrinsic motivation, that's the real powerhouse.
It makes sense. If you actually enjoy it, you're more likely to stick with it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
It's what makes learning sustainable. You know, something you could do long term.
Okay. So how do we like tap into that intrinsic motivation?
Well, you can't force yourself to be interested in something.
Right.
But it's all about finding those things that genuinely spark your curiosity. Mm. Think about what truly excites you. Is it history, languages, maybe some crazy new science thing?
So it's not just learning for the sake of learning.
Nope.
It's about finding what clicks for you personally.
Exactly. And you know what's really interesting? One of the most effective ways for adults to learn is actually through self-paced learning.
Okay, now that's something I want to hear more about. What makes self-paced learning so great for adults?
Well, first of all, it takes the pressure off.
Yeah.
Like, we don't have to squeeze ourselves into some crazy schedule.
Right.
Or worry about keeping up with everybody else.
Yeah, that's a big one.
We can learn at our own speed and really take the time to understand.
It's like less stress, more learning, right?
And the research backs it up. One study actually found that adults who did self-paced online learning, they scored like 6% higher on tests.
Wow. So it's not just about convenience.
No.
It's about actually learning better.
Exactly. It reduces that cognitive load, you know, that feeling of being overwhelmed.
Yeah.
Which lets your brain actually focus on the information.
That's fascinating. So it's not just what we learn, it's how we learn.
Exactly.
Yeah. I'm really starting to see how this all connects.
Yeah.
Like, how to make learning more engaging for adults, less scary.
Exactly. It's about taking control of your learning journey and using the strategies that work best for you.
Okay, so is there more to it than just setting our own pace?
Oh, yeah. There's a whole world of what we call cognitive strategies. Right. These are tools that help you process and remember information way more effectively.
All right, now we're talking. Let's unpack those. What are these magic tools?
We'll dive into all that right after the break. Those are the tools that can really take your learning to the next level.
Yeah, I'm ready to unlock those secrets.
And the best part is, they can work for anybody.
Okay, good.
No matter how you like to learn.
That's awesome.
Let's start with one we mentioned before.
Oh.
Leveraging prior knowledge.
Okay, remind me how that works again.
So it's all about making connections between what you already know.
Okay.
And the new stuff you're trying to learn.
Okay.
Remember those mental frameworks we talked about?
Yeah, like the tapestry.
Exactly. Instead of treating every new thing as a separate fact.
Right.
You weave it into what you already understand.
Oh, okay. That makes sense.
It's like instead of just memorizing a bunch of dates.
Yeah.
You understand the whole flow of history.
Yeah, it's all connected.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And that makes it way easier to remember.
It's like the information has more meaning when it's connected to something you already know.
Exactly. And to really make it stick, we can use techniques like spaced repetition and active recall.
Hmm. Those sound a little intimidating.
They might sound fancy, but they're actually pretty simple.
Okay, good.
So spaced repetition, it's all about reviewing information at different times.
Okay.
Instead of cramming right before a test.
Yeah, yeah.
You space it out over days or even weeks.
Oh, okay. So it's like giving your brain those little nudges.
Exactly. And that helps the memory stick.
Okay.
Active recall is another good one.
Okay, what is that?
It's basically testing yourself.
Okay.
Instead of just reading or listening.
Oh, so instead of just hoping I'll remember it, I should actually quiz myself.
Exactly, like using flashcards.
Uh-huh.
Or explaining the information in your own words.
Okay.
Even teaching it to someone else.
Ooh, like teaching is the best way to learn.
It's super effective.
Okay.
Because it makes you really understand the material.
Yeah, that makes sense.
These might take a bit more effort.
Right.
Than just passively reading or listening, but that effort is what makes them work.
It's like giving your brain a workout.
Exactly.
And making that learning last.
And you know what else? Remember those study routines we talked about?
Mm-hmm.
These techniques are perfect for those.
Okay, so it's not just about finding the time.
No.
It's about using that time effectively.
With the right techniques.
Got it.
But, you know, even with the best strategies, sometimes life just gets in the way.
Oh, yeah, totally. Tell me about it.
So how do we actually find the time for learning?
Yeah, that's the million-dollar question.
Right. We're all so busy.
Many tips?
Well, it starts with being intentional with your time.
Okay.
Realizing that even those small moments can be valuable.
Hmm.
Think about your day. Like, are there times you could sneak in a little learning?
Oh, I like that. Yeah, yeah.
Maybe listening to a podcast on your commute
mm-hmm.
or reviewing flashcards while you're waiting in line.
I love that. Turning those little downtimes into learning time.
It all adds up.
It does, yeah.
Another thing, figure out when you learn best.
Mm-hmm.
Are you a morning person or a night owl?
I'm definitely a night owl.
Me too.
Hmm.
So honor those preferences. Schedule your learning for those times when you're most alert.
Make it like a meeting with yourself.
Exactly. Mm. And if you have a big learning task that feels overwhelming.
Yeah, those are the worst.
Break it down into smaller chunks.
Okay.
Like don't try to read a whole textbook chapter at once.
Right.
Just focus on one section at a time.
Okay, bite-sized pieces.
Exactly. And if you're working on a project, set mini deadlines.
Oh, I love that.
It makes the whole thing less scary.
So much less scary.
And you get that feeling of accomplishment.
Yeah. Checking things off the list.
Exactly. It's all about making learning feel doable.
Yeah. Especially for adults who might be a little hesitant.
Exactly. It's never too late to learn something new.
I love that.
And speaking of taking charge of your learning.
Yes.
Have you ever heard of self-directed learning?
I have, but I'm not really sure what it means.
It's like being the captain of your own ship.
Okay. I like that.
You decide what you learn, how you learn it, and at what pace.
Oh, wow. So it's like total freedom.
It's about moving away from that traditional model of being told what to do.
Right, yeah.
And embracing the freedom to explore.
Oh, that sounds amazing. And with all the resources we have now, like online courses, podcasts, libraries.
The possibilities are endless.
It's true. It's amazing. But it's also a little overwhelming.
It can be.
Yeah.
But that's where intentionality comes in.
Oh.
Ask yourself, what are your goals? What are you passionate about?
Yeah.
What skills do you want to develop? Once you know that,
mm-hmm.
you can start choosing the right learning experiences for you.
So it's about being picky and finding stuff that actually aligns with your goals.
Exactly. Experiment, explore different perspectives, and find what works for you.
So it's really your own journey.
It is. But I have a question for you.
Mm-hmm.
How do you stay motivated when you're in charge?
Ooh, that's a good question. It's easy to get sidetracked when there's no one looking over your shoulder.
It is. One thing that can help is to create some structure.
Okay.
Even if it's just for yourself, set some milestones, even if they're small. Oh. Maybe use a calendar or a tracker to hold yourself accountable.
So even though it's self-directed,
yeah,
we still need some, like, guidelines.
It's about finding that balance between freedom and structure.
Yeah.
The freedom to explore, but also the structure to keep you moving forward.
Makes sense.
And don't forget to celebrate those milestones.
Oh, yeah.
Did you finish that tough book? Master a new skill? Give yourself a pat on the back.
It's like positive reinforcement.
It is. And one last thing about self-directed learning.
Okay.
Don't forget the community aspect.
Oh, interesting.
Connect with other learners. Oh. Join online forums, go to workshops, talk to friends who are into the same things.
So it doesn't have to be solitary.
Not at all. Sharing your journey with others can give you support, inspiration, and even new ideas.
It's like expanding your learning network.
Exactly.
This has been so eye-opening. I never realized we had so much control over our learning.
It's pretty amazing, right?
It is. But now I have another question.
Okay.
How do we make sure all this learning actually sticks?
That's what we'll dive into next.
Okay, I can't wait. Give me all the tips and tricks.
We'll make sure that knowledge lasts.
Welcome back to our deep dive, everybody. We've talked about so much already.
Yeah, we have.
Like how adults learn best, finding that motivation, and even how to fit learning into our crazy busy lives.
It's been quite a journey.
It has. But now for the big question.
Yeah.
How do we make sure all this awesome new stuff we're learning, like, actually sticks?
That's the goal, right?
Yeah.
We don't want it to just disappear.
No way.
Luckily, there are some really powerful strategies that can help.
Okay, I'm all ears. Spill the secrets. How do we go from just like learning something to actually remembering it and using it?
Well, one of the best ways is something we touched on earlier, active recall.
Oh, yeah. Right, right.
It's all about really engaging with the information.
Yeah.
Making your brain work a little.
Okay.
So it's not just passively reading a book or listening to a lecture. You have to be more involved.
Got it. Like more hands-on.
Exactly. Think of it like physical exercise. You want to build muscle. You have to actually lift weights.
Yeah. Not just think about lifting weights.
Right. Active recall, it's like weightlifting for your brain.
Okay, I like that analogy. So how do we actually do that? What are those brain-building exercises?
Well, one classic technique is flashcards.
Ooh, flashcards.
Yeah, right. A question on one side, the answer on the other.
Yeah, I remember those.
It's old school, but it works. They make you actively pull that information from your memory.
Okay.
Another great way is to summarize what you've learned.
Hmm.
Like, put it in your own words. Maybe explain it to someone else.
Oh, yeah. Like teaching is the best way to learn, right?
It really is.
Yeah.
Because when you teach something, you have to understand it yourself first.
Yeah. It forces you to organize it in your own head.
Exactly. Okay. What other active recall techniques can we use?
Let me think. Ooh, what about mind maps?
Mind maps. Yes, those are fantastic.
They're like a visual way to see how everything connects.
Exactly. You start with a central idea and then branch out to related topics.
Oh, I love those.
It helps you see the big picture.
And of course, spaced repetition.
Oh, yeah. Can't forget that one.
Reviewing things at different intervals.
It's all about those reminders.
Yeah, like setting alarms for your brain.
You got it. And the best part is, it's super efficient. You're only focusing on the stuff that's starting to fade, so you keep it fresh.
Okay, this is amazing. We've got flashcards, summarizing, mind maps, spaced repetition.
Yeah. A whole toolbox of techniques.
But is there anything else we can do to really make sure it sticks?
The most important thing is to actually use what you've learned.
Okay.
Knowledge is only valuable if you put it into action.
So it's not enough to just know it. You have to do it.
Exactly. Think about how you can apply your new skills or knowledge in your everyday life.
Oh, okay.
Maybe try that new recipe you learned.
Yeah.
Use a negotiation tactic from that business book you read.
Okay.
Or just have more informed conversation about something you're passionate about.
So the more we use it, the more it becomes like a habit.
Exactly. And that brings us right back to those lifelong learning habits we talked about in the beginning.
Right. It's about making learning a part of who we are.
Not just something we do every now and then.
This has been incredible. I feel like I have a whole new understanding of how to learn.
That's great to hear. And remember, learning is a journey.
Yeah.
It never really ends.
So true.
Stay curious. Try new things, and keep challenging yourself to grow.
Such a great reminder. As we wrap up this deep dive, what's the one thing you want our listeners to take away?
I want them to feel excited about learning.
Yeah.
Empowered to take control of their own learning journey.
Yeah.
And remember, there's always something new to discover.
Beautifully said. And on that note, we'll wrap up this episode of The Deep Dive. Thanks for joining us.
Keep those minds sharp, everyone.